We had our opportunities, and we didn't execute. And Hayden hit big time shots, and that's what I saw. I thought, you know, effort and the boys' hard work was there. Just shots in a fall, and Hayden's shots fell, and I think that was probably the deciding factor there.
You mentioned, you know, the hard work was there from the boys. The effort was there. So as a coach, you got to appreciate that. And, you know, sometimes you're just going to miss shots you normally make.
100%. So knowing that, you know, we played hard, you know, and like I said, we played hard. We didn't give up. Shots didn't fall. That's part of the game. You're going to have nights like that. So, you know, we just got to get locked in and move on from that and get ready for tonight.
For sure, getting ready for Washburn Rule. Coach, obviously you never want to lose a Centennial League match, and, you know, the Friday night loss hurt when it comes time to sub-state, you know, kind of standings. So how are you feeling about where the Spartans are sitting right now?
You know, good. I mean, you know, anytime you're 15-4, I mean, I think any coach would be happy with a 15-4 record. So we're good there. You know, 5A basketball is one of the toughest, I think, in Kansas. And so being 15-4 and what I think we're at 6 right now, and there's a we're tied with Hayes. That's, you know, 5 and 6 right there. And there's a 3-team tie right there with T-West, May South, and Seaman right there for second at 16-3. So, and Capen won last night, so they're 20-0. It looks like they secured their bid for the number one seed. So I think, you know, I'm not complaining about anything. We've had a, you know, great season already, and we're going to continue this great season. So, you know, whatever, you know, matchups are when time comes for sub-state, we'll get ready for that. But tonight we got Washburn Rule, so we're looking to get one right now.
Definitely makes sense. A handful of games left until we figure out that playoff draw. Where do you want to see this team improve in these final four games?
Oh, I think just, you know, like, for instance, you know, Friday night, you know, when you have your opportunities, you know, execute those, because you're going to have to if you want to advance far and deep into the playoffs. But, you know, if you look at stats, the team is pretty balanced. You know, we're averaging about 16 assists a game to about 9 to 10 turnovers. We're scoring 1.05 points per possession. So every time we have a possession, we're scoring about a little over a point. And if you don't understand that, that is excellent for high school. And so our rebounding is, you know, near 30. We're getting about 9.8 offensive rebounds a game. So about a little over two a quarter. The balanced attack is very balanced. We just don't have one guy that can just, you know, that we rely on. We have 7 guys that we rely on. So I think looking at where we are right now, it's great. You know, and I think we're very, you know, content of where we are too as a program. You know, you got to think other teams are probably trying to figure out their chemistry, or they're packing it in, or they, you know, and or, you know, they're going through a little slump. But I think right now where we are, I think we're going to be just fine going into these last 4 games of the year and ready for postseason.
Chatting with Evan Burns, getting ready for a tip-off tonight against Washburn Rule. Coach, already one win against them a month ago, 52-46. What do you remember about that contest?
Oh, it was one of the great high school games that we played. You know, Washburn Rule's a really good team. They're really well coached. They got great players. It's going to come down to the simple, small details again, boxing out. We got to rotate really good because they like to swing the ball around the perimeter. They like to get the shot, play really good defense, and then go just play really good defense and make sure we are good on our rotations and, you know, finish at the basket.
I know when they were coming to Emporia, they were riding a pretty good win streak coming into town. I know they've dropped a couple to begin February, and they picked up a win over Junction City last time. Have you noticed anything differently from them during February from the film that you've seen?
Yeah, they got hit with the bug. You know, they went through a week of flu, and then they went about a game or two with not with their top players. So they're back to their strengths. So, you know, I expect Washington Rural to be coming out tonight loaded with their top players, and I expect a good game.
What do you think the biggest key to tonight's game is, or what are you going to tell the boys if we accomplish X, Y, and Z, we'll pick up the win here?
Yeah, just like last time when we played them, you know, the good rotations on defense and the boxing out, and we want to make sure when they take a shot, we want to make it a tough shot with a hand in the face, and then just get out and run. And we saw that last game we were able to get Washington Rural by slowing down, playing in the half court. So if we can slow it down, work our offense, use the majority of the shot clock, I think, you know, we could take a little of their rhythm away from their game, because they like to get in transition. They like to shoot the three, and, you know, because they're good passers. So if we can keep the ball, you know, into our hands deep into the shot clock, I think we'll be okay.
Emporia Boys Basketball Coach Evan Burns, we always appreciate his insights. Coach, good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you.
You're listening to Spartans Basketball on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KBOE.
This has been the Evan Burns Show, brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number. Coming up next, a breakdown of tonight's matchup as the RB Doc pregame show continues. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Do you need some updates or just some love and care for your RV or fifth wheel? Let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in. The doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial Emporia.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall, federally insured by the NCUA.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
Welcome back to Washer and Rule High, getting ready for tip-off of our boys' contest. Emporia and Washburn Rural. This is a rematch of a game played nearly a month ago that Emporia won inside Spartan Gymnasium 52-46. EHS led by one at the end of the first, 13-12. They extended their advantage at half to 30-23, winning the third, Washburn Rural 11-7, but Emporia scored three more points than the Junior Blues in quarter four, and they picked up the six-point win. And a big part of that victory was how well the Emporia defense did against the Junior Blues, and shooting just 33% from the field as a team by Washburn Rural. Simon Rowley, who averages nearly 14 points a game, was just 2-for-11 from the field. That's an 18% shooting, and only had 7 points. Brooks Ballard, who can get hot, and he's a really good three-point shooter. He was 5 for 15, so just 33% from the field. He had 13 points in that game. So some good defense against some of the top players of Washburn Rule last time Emporia saw this club. Let's go ahead and get you our Emporia State Federal Credit Union starting lineups, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Simon Rowley, the 6'1" senior. Dominic Nims, the 6'1" junior. Brooks Ballard, the 6'2" sophomore. John Hotel, the 6'3" senior. And Cooper Schmidt, the junior, that is 6'10". Head coach is Alex Hutchins. Emporia starting Harry Trelk, the 6'1" junior. Tanner Seidel, the 6'2" senior. Cohen Bloomquist, the junior, that is 6'1". Ryland Crowell, the senior, that is 6'1". And Tarek Franklin, the junior, that is 6'5". Again, those are your Emporia State Federal Credit Union starting lineups. Getting ready for tip-off tonight, it is Emporia and Washburn Rule. Let's take another timeout, and we'll be closer to tip-off the next time we talk to you right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. and by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day, from loans to treasury management. Their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High basketball tonight in Topeka. Centennial League foes going at it. Washburn Rule and Emporia. EHS entering this one 15-4, 4-2 in league. 10-8 on the other side, 3-3 so far in Centennial League contest. Getting ready for the starting lineups out on the floor. Well, we've already shared those with you. Still getting ready for tip-off. Round number two, Washburn Rule and Emporia. Spartans trying to go 2-0 against the Junior Blues this year. We'll see if they'll be able to pull it off. In case you missed it earlier, about 40 minutes ago, the Emporia girls fell 50-26 to Washburn Rule. It was an 8-8 game at the end of quarter one, but a 19-0 second quarter put the Junior Blues up 27-8. They pushed their lead 40-16 and ultimately won it by 24. That was our girls contest. We'll be joined by Brett Stewart during halftime of our boys contest. During our Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show, he'll be stopping by and we'll get his thoughts on the contest for what was a very strong first quarter, but it was all downhill after that. Getting ready for our boys game here. Trelk, Seidel, Bloomquist, Crowell, and Franklin, the starting lineup we have seen for 18 of the 19 games played so far this season. Emporia and Washburn Rule coming up after 30 seconds on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Emporia on the road tonight. We have the action for you on KVOE. Don't forget, a lot of basketball being played tonight across our network of stations. Chase County girls defeated Madison just moments ago, 35-32. Getting ready for the boys tip-off in just a little bit. That is on Mix 104.9. Baylor and Kansas State matching up at 8 o'clock on Country 101.7 FM. Pre-game already underway over there. Don't forget, Friday night, we will be on the road once again, taking on Topeka High, and we'll be playing for that Dean Smith Trophy in our boys' contest. But right now, it is Washburn Rule and Emporia. Schmidt will win the tip as Franklin gives up about 5 inches on him. Rowley has it in between the circles, gets it to Ballard. Ballard in between the circles. Hands it off to Nims, to Ballard. Right side, Hotel, dribbling up top. Top of the key, they throw it in the corner. Down low, Schmidt. Schmidt working against Franklin. Hook shot, swishes it in. It's going to be tough to contend with Schmidt with his size advantage. Seidel has it up top. Now Franklin in between the circles. Crowell up top, Trelk. Looking like a 1-3-1 zone possibly early. Seidel has it up top, Bloomquist. Over to Seidel, down low Franklin. Oh, they're settling into man-to-man. Franklin trying to fade away, 15-footer, would not go. In transition, Rowley all the way to the basket, and he misses the layup. Seidel tried to draw the charge, no whistle on either guy. Trelk pushing the break to the free throw line. The jumper's wet, it's 2-2. 6:45 to go in quarter one. Hoytel has it on the perimeter, gets it to Schmidt, back to Hoytel. He dribbles into a double team, and we're going to have a blocking foul called against Emporia. First whistle of the game goes against the Spartans and Ryland Crowell. Crowell coming off a 16-point game in the loss on Friday. Rowley the inbounder, quick toss into Ballard. Ballard driving baseline, up top Nims. Far side, Hoytel. Hoytel gets a screen from Schmidt, head down towards the basket, lays it up and halfway down and out. Emporia catches a break that one didn't stay in the hoop. Quickly up the floor, Trelk has it on the far side, guarded by Nims. Up top, we played 1 minute and 50 seconds, tied at two. Crowell on the perimeter, looking to drive, goes right at Hoytel, picks up his dribble. Franklin up top, now Seidel on the left wing. Trelk in between the circles, thought about the three, looking for his screen to the free throw line. Runner in the lane is good. Trelk has all 4 points for Emporia. They lead by two, 2 minutes in. Rowley brings the ball up the floor. Gets it to Nims. Rowley throws it over to Hoytel. He wasn't looking for the ball. That's our first turnover by either club. 5:43 left in quarter one. Crowell, the future Emporia State football player, bringing the ball up the floor, moving right to left on your radio dial, looking to drive. Thought about a runner in the lane, gets a download of Franklin. Franklin going to work, finds Crowell in the corner, pump fakes a three all the way to the basket. He throws it over to Bloomquist, who keeps the ball in bounds. 15 on the shot clock. Franklin has it out to Bloomquist. 10 on the shot clock. Emporia has to get moving. Trelk on the volleyball line, gets a screen. They switch it defensively. They hand it off to Crowell. Crowell in the corner. He beats the buzzer, and he wanted a foul call, but he airballed the three in transition. Hoytel all the way to the basket, and Bloomquist partially blocked the shot. Quickly up the floor. Trelk to the free throw line. The jumper is good. He's living right there. 6-2 Emporia leads. 4:50 left in Q1. Ballard in between the circles, gets it to Schmidt at the free throw line. Far side, Ballard gets a screen from Schmidt. Ballard at the free throw line, and his shot is good. First points for Ballard. It's a 2-point lead. Trelk on the perimeter. Crowell now. Far side, Bloomquist. Black unis tonight for the Emporia Spartans. Red across the chest as Spartans with red numbers. Trelk to the free throw line. He's already hit a couple of shots from around that area. Now Bloomquist up top to Crowell. Crowell guarded by Rowley. In between the circles, looking for a screen on the right wing. Now it's Seidel. Near sideline now. Bloomquist drives. Trelk over to Crowell, free from the right wing, and that's our first John Newland made triple, and it's a 5-point Emporia lead as Crowell scores for the first time tonight. Under four to play in the quarter. Hoytel gets it over to Ballard. Ballard driving baseline. Good defense here by Bloomquist, and then there's going to be a late whistle against him. 9-4, 3:41 left in our first quarter. First foul against Bloomquist, second against EHS. Junior, that's 6 foot tall, right, checks into the ball game. Quick inbounds to Nims. Nims gets it over to Chucharon, who hits the three. Crowell has it, gets it down low to Seidel. Now Franklin with the touch. Franklin going to work against Hoytel. Layup won't go. Offensive rebound put back by Franklin is good. Second effort gives Franklin his first points of the game. It's 11-7. Wright has it on the far side. Up top, Ballard. High post, Hoytel. Hoytel. Driving, spinning, all the way to the rim, and Franklin blocks his shot, but there is a whistle against Emporia. 3 minutes to go in the first. Franklin called for his first. That's the third against Emporia. Hoytel led Washburn Rule on the gridiron this year. And he's going to be suiting up for Washburn University next year. The quarterback makes the first free throw. 11-8 with one more coming for the senior. Chase Harrington coming in, the senior that's 6'3". First time Evan Burns has gone to the bench tonight. And it was Bloomquist checking out. The second one, too strong from Hoytel. So he goes 1-for-2. 3-point lead for EHS, under 3 to go in the quarter. Crowell crosses half court. Home white uniforms for Washburn. Rule across their chest in blue font with blue numbers. Harrington over to Crowell, all the way to the basket. His shot's blocked by Nims. Offensive rebound, Harrington. And we're going to have a whistle and a jump ball. And Emporia will get to keep the possession. Crowell's going to be the trigger underneath his own basket. Quick toss into Trell, catching it on the left wing. Looking to drive all the way to the rim. Floater in the lane, off glass is good, and drawing the foul is Trell. Trelk has 8 points to lead the Spartans. And he's got a chance to add one more. Free throw up, halfway down and out. Can't capitalize on the and one. 2:30 to go in the quarter. High post, Nims has it at the free throw line. He passes out to the perimeter, looking to feed the post. Now they get it to Wright. Wright drives towards the rim. We're going to have a whistle while he's driving before his shot. And they're going to get Harrington for this foul, his first. That's foul 4 in the quarter. Next common foul will send the Junior Blues to the charity stripe. Schmidt checks back into the ball game. Quick toss in. Chuchereau catches it, and he throws it away. Trelk was able to deflect it. He's leading the break all the way to the rim. Right-handed layup. There was contact as he was going towards the rim. Not enough for a foul, according to the referees. Ball at top with Ballard looking to drive. Gets it over to Schmidt, and Schmidt nearly walked with it. We're going to get a jump ball, though. Possession stays here with Washburn Rule. Emporia leads with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter by 5. Chuchereau will be the inbounder, tosses it in, and a three-pointer immediately by Ballard. First made three by Ballard. It's a two-point game. Shively gets it to Trelk on the far side, up top Franklin. Franklin in between the circles, thinking about driving, gets it to Shively. Maddox Shively, the 5'8" senior, looking to drive. Dumps it down low to Harrington, and we're going to have a whistle on the entry pass. Foul goes against O'Connor, the first against him, the second against Rule in the first quarter. Seidel and Trout get a breather. Crowell, Bloomquist, Shively, Franklin, and Harrington on the floor. Crowell, the trigger man, tosses it to the right wing to Shively. Up top, Franklin, now left side, Crowell. Crowell guarded by Ballard on the perimeter. 2-3 zone, it looks like, right now. Crowell gets a screen, throws it in the corner. Bloomquist up top, Franklin, now Shively. 20 to play on the shot clock. Crowell in the corner for three. Hit off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound by Shively, the shortest player on the court. Hits it in. He gets the rebound, took his time, went up for a floater, and got it to go. 15-11, 60 seconds to go in the quarter. Ballard up top. Gets it to Wright. Ballard for three. Left it too strong, off the rebound Schmidt, and the 6'10" kid gets the rebound and draws a foul. 49 seconds left in the first. Schmidt's shooting a couple. Junior at the line, too short on the first one. He's got 2 points so far tonight. Shively goes to the bench after picking up his first foul of the game. Trelt comes in for Emporia. And the second one from Schmidt is good. So he goes 1 for 2. Crowell bringing the ball up the floor. 12-second difference between shot clock and game clock. Trelk has it on the far side, looking for a screen. Harrington on the perimeter, dumps it down low to Bloomquist. Goes up against Schmidt, and Schmidt denies him. And it goes out of bounds, and Emporia will be inbounding on the sideline. Bloomquist tried to go up against the tree that time. No points to show for it, and Bloomquist will be inbounding in front of the WR bench. Crowell in between the circles, looking for a screen. Up top, Franklin. Bloomquist down low, trying to get it to Harrington. It's thrown away. First turnover by Emporia. Rowley leading the break. Offhand layup, no good. Probably should have been less nonchalant that time. Crowell all the way to the rim. He goes with his left hand to the rim, and he can't get it to go. 10 seconds to go in the first. Nims has it over to Rowley in the corner. Double teamed. Ballard beats the buzzer, airballs the three, and Trelt comes away with it, and Emporia leads 15-12 after 8 minutes. We'll be back with the second right here on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
15-12 as we begin quarter number two. Emporia leads here at Washburn Rural High in this Centennial League contest. It is Emporia basketball to begin the second. Shively, Crowell, Trelk, Franklin, and Seidel on the floor. Crowell brings the ball up across half court, gets it to Seidel, working against this zone defense. Seidel on the left wing, picks up his dribble. Over to Crowell, 20 to go on the shot clock. Crowell dribbles straight up to the top of the key, and he'll try the three. Rims out, offensive rebound by Franklin. Tries to throw it off of Hoytel. He cannot do so, and it's going to be picked up by Rowley. Rowley to Hoytel. Rowley on the right wing, just in front of the Spartans bench. Rowley to the free throw line. Throws it to Nims in the corner. Nims has it poked away by Shively. Shively looking to leave the break. He does not have numbers. Picks up his dribble, poked away from behind, and they get the ball right back. But then Rowley can't handle the dribble, and he gives it right back to Emporia. Hot potato, hot potato, hot potato. Neither team can hold on to the basketball right now. Crowell has it, looking to set something up. Neither team has scored through our first minute of action in the second. Shively on the far side, looking like man-to-man defense now. Franklin on the perimeter, gets it to Crowell. Crowell gets it to Trelk in the far corner for a three, halfway down and out. Emporia's only made 1-3 so far in this one. Hoytel up top to Nims. Nims in between the circles. Trelk grabs him there. Hoytel to Schmidt. Rowley on the near side, guarded by Shively, looking to drive, and Shively pokes the ball away, looking to go coast to coast. He goes up for the layup, and he gets it to go. That was all Shively there. He got the steal and went the other way. He's got 4 points in the first half. Hoytel all the way underneath the basket. He lowers a shoulder, pushes Trelk out of the way. No offensive foul, and Hoytel makes it a three-point game. Crowell has it up top, gets it over to Trelk. Crowell. Near side, Shively. Free throw line, Seidel. Up top, Crowell. Near corner, Shively. Up top, Seidel. 10 on the shot clock. Shively in the corner. Gets it to Crowell. Floater in the lane. Missed it wide right. One and done as Rule runs down the rebound. 17-14. 5:20 left in our second quarter. Nims from the right wing ties it up. Brand new ball game. Knotted at 17. Crowell taking his time, setting up the half-court offense against this zone defense. Crowell from top of the key, dribbles to the free throw line, picks up his dribble, Shively left wing, drives towards the basket, gets it to Franklin. Franklin at the free throw line, finds Crowell in the corner, who swishes a three. Crowell has two made threes in this one, and it's a three-point lead with 4:40 to go until our Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show. Hoytel to Schmidt. Schmidt at the free throw line, gets it to Hoytel, skips it far side, Nims, overshot him. That's a turnover by the Junior Blues. So Emporia gets the ball back, chance to extend their lead to two possessions. Sophomore, that 6 foot tall, Bradley checks in for the Junior Blues. Again, this zone defense here. See if Emporia can figure it out. Trelk has it in the far corner. Up top, Seidel. Back to Trelk in the corner. Up top, Crowell. Trelk. Up top, Seidel. Crowell. Approaching 10 on the shot clock. Crowell trying to drive. Gets to the free throw line. Now Harrington with a touch to Crowell. Five. Dribbling in. Top of the key three. Too strong that time by Crowell. Quickly up the floor, Hoytel gets it to Bradley. Bradley leads it to the trailer. From the free throw line, the jumper's good by Ballard. He's got seven. Coach Burns wants a timeout with a one-point Emporia lead. We'll take a timeout with them here on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
3:50 to play in our first half. Emporia holds a one-point lead, 20-19. Crowell, Harrington, Seidel, Bloomquist, and Trelk on the floor for your Spartans. With the basketball after the first timeout of the game called by Evan Burns. Trelk in between the circles, goes near side to Seidel. Now Trelk. Trelk up top, looking for a screen from Bloomquist. Up top, Harrington. Over to Crowell on the far side. Seidel, and we're going to have an offensive foul away from the basketball. Emporia turnover there, gives it back. Chase Harrington is second. 3:30 to go in the first half. Second foul against Harrington in this game. Ballard to Bradley, dribbling top of the key. Schmidt at the free throw line. Franklin hounding him down low. They get it to Wright, and Crowell blocks his shot. Great defense there by the senior. Trelk quickly up the floor, gets it to Franklin. Franklin against Schmidt, misses the layup, but there is a whistle. So Franklin's going to be shooting two. First foul against the Junior Blues in the quarter. And the foul goes against Schmidt, the first against him in the game. Free throw from Franklin, rolls around the rim and stays in. Franklin up to 3 points. coming off a 13-point game on Friday night against Hayden. Second free throw attempt, too strong off the back of the rim. So one for two that time. Free throws have been a thorn in the side of the Spartans all year. They're just one for three for the start of this game. They lead by two. Hoytel has it on the perimeter. Throws it in the corner. Bradley pump fakes a three. Back to Hoytel. Far side Ballard. Ballard in between the circles to Bradley. Bradley guarded by Bloomquist, driving on him. Over to Ballard. Left wing three. Swishes it. Ballard has now made two threes, and Washburn Rule leads 22-21. Crowell at the volleyball line. Goes far side Trelk. Trelk throws it in the corner to Shively. Down low, Franklin. Up top, Crowell spots up for three. Misses it, and a rebound by Ballard. So Washburn Rule gets the stop. And then Ballard quickly up the floor, gets it to Bradley, driving baseline. Met at the rim, and Bloomquist blocks the shot. It rolls out of bounds. Bloomquist dove for it, tried to keep it in, but he couldn't do so. Great defensive play there by Bloomquist. Rowley has it at the volleyball line. Chunchero has it up top to Nims. Far side right in the corner to Rowley. Drives baseline, gets by Shively, and he lays it off the glass. Trelk up the floor to Crowell. Emporia trailing by three, their largest deficit of the game. Crowell on the left wing, drives towards the basket, dribbles into trouble, has it ripped away. Rowley leading the break all the way to the rim. He misses the layup. Rebound picked up by Washburn Rule. They'll have another possession here. They throw it in the corner. Wright misses the three. Emporia catches a break that the turnover doesn't lead to points. 1:15 left in quarter two. Shively picks up his dribble and walks with it. Five turnovers committed by both clubs so far in our first half. Emporia trails 24-21. Seidel checks back in as Bloomquist goes to the bench. Emporia showing a little full court pressure for the first time tonight. O'Connor's the inbounder after the traveling violation. Quick toss in to Rowley. Rowley guarded by Crowell in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline. Crowell trying to stick with him. Spin move. Rally to the right wing. Goes near side. Right to the free throw line. Throws it in the corner. Chunchero for three. Too strong off the back of the rim, but an offensive rebound by Wright. And Washburn Rule's going to have another look at it here. 45 seconds to go in the first half. 25 on the shot clock. Rowley looking to drive against Crowley. Spins from the free throw line. Passes out of the shot to Nims. Nims on the left wing. Up top, Rowley from the right wing for three. Off the front of the rim, and Franklin runs down the rebound. The Spartans will be able to hold for the final shot here. Chance to tie the game before the break. Near side, Shively. Gets it to Franklin, and it's going to go nearly out of bounds off of him. He saves it, but he throws it right to Washburn Rule. Rowley with 10 seconds, drives, throws it in the corner. Chunchero for three, airballed it. Crowell picks up the rebound, then he has it stolen away. Rowley beats the buzzer from the volleyball line, and he airballs it. So that's going to do it for our first half here, where Emporia trails 24-21. We're now joined by Emporia High girls basketball assistant coach Brett Stewart. We always appreciate him making the time for us during the halftime show to get insights on the girls contest. As coach joins us here, you should be able to hear me. You're not hearing anything right now. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at a couple of things here. And All right, I know that issue. You should be able to hear me now. All right, we got Brett Stewart on the line with us here. Good start for the girls tonight, Coach. 8-8 at the end of the first quarter. You guys were able to even build a four-point lead in that quarter and force a lot of Junior Blues turnovers. So what'd you like from that first quarter?
You know, we came out, we kind of talked about last time we played them that we did not come out very well. We got down 16-0. I said, hey, the key tonight is, okay, the first 4 minutes, let's just play hard that first 4 minutes, compete hard as we can that first 4 minutes, and just see where we're at. And I'm really proud of them. They were focused. Our defense was so good early. We knew exactly what they were going to run. We were there, got to the midline, got the help, we rebounded well. And we're able to score some points on the other end that really helps our defense. And the bad part is that second quarter we couldn't score and get our defense set up. And it was just a tough night for that in that second, most of the third quarter.
Would you say that was probably the key, that you guys just weren't making shots, so you couldn't set up the defense? That's what allowed the 19-0 run?
Well, yeah, you know. I mean, we're not a great three-point shooting team, but we've always been able to almost every game knock in some, mm-hmm. you know. And Washburn Rural is smart. They're, like I said, their coaching staff's been around a long time. I got a lot of respect for them. They knew that. And so after they knew we were going to try and get the ball inside, drive it, so they just started packing everybody in. And so when we got the ball in, they were hovering, and we had some turnovers. But when we were able to spit the ball out, we got some open shots. I don't know what we went for in the quarter from three-point line, but we just couldn't knock him down tonight.
When you look at the offense, Aubrey Hess had 4 points for you tonight, and it wasn't just on layups underneath the basket. What are you seeing from her to where she's starting to trust her jump shot?
You know, Aubrey is, she didn't play last year, and it held her back a little bit. But Aubrey is a good little shooter from that 12, 14 feet in. And what we like about Aubrey is she's just building her confidence and building her confidence. She's played more. And I'll give the girls credit. You know, we ran a zone offense a little bit in the second half just against their man-to-man, just to try maybe some high-low, get some different action. And the girls were able to find her a couple times, and she knocked down the shots. And on the other end, I thought she did a good job, and Macy and Harley as well, of finding other people. And we were able to knock down some shots out of that. And it was just some different look, and we got a little bit more action out of it.
We'll be traveling right back to Topeka on Friday against a really good Topeka High team. What are you hoping to see the next couple of days as you get ready for that contest?
Sickness going through Topeka High? No. You know, like I said, we competed tonight. We really did. A score might not show it. We competed, and there's no moral victories. Everybody wants to win the game. We want to win that game. But just like I said, we just got to keep building for this week, building for next week. We'll go back to the drawing board tomorrow at practice. We'll figure out, kind of look at some tape and see what we need to work on, and just try and improve our offensive efficiency, and as always, work on our defense.
Brad, I appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, appreciate it, Lee.
Emporia girls fell earlier tonight, 50-26. We appreciate assistant coach Brett Stewart stopping by and making the time for us. The girls dropped to 7-13 with the loss, 1-6 in Centennial League games. We are currently at half of our boys contest, where Washburn Rural leads Emporia 24-21. We're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll go ahead and get you the first half stats of this one.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off our President's Day sale now. Great savings on new Chevy models. Chevy owners get a 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab RST model and get $8,000 total savings off MSRP. Trade in your current Chevy and get a 2025 Chevy Equinox RS model and save over $3,200 off MSRP. Hurry in to get presidential savings today at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia. Visit us 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Prices plus TT&L.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at ESPFinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at ThurstonsPlusAutoBody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue, proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler.
It's time for the Long Vine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com. Back at the gymnasium, here's Braden Brown.
Halftime of our boys' contest. Washburn Rule leads Emporia 24-21. Go ahead and take a look at our first half stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Emporia led by Trelk with 8 points, all of which came in quarter number one. Crowell has knocked down 2 threes for 6, 4 from Shively and 3 from Franklin. On the other side, leading the charge and leading the game in scoring is Ballard with 10. 3 points apiece for Nims, Hoytel, and Schmidt, and Chuchero, and 2 points for Rowley. 24-21 at half. Emporia led by 3 at the end of the first, 15-12, but they trail by 3 here at the break. 6 turnovers by EHS, 5 for WR. We're going to take another quick timeout. When we come back, we will have the second half action for you right here on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
24-21, wrapping up our halftime show, brought to you by Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Washburn Rule leads Emporia 24-21. See what Emporia is able to do in this second half as they look to sweep the Junior Blues this season. Coming up Friday, we'll have more Emporia High basketball doubleheader in Topeka against Topeka High. Saturday, Kelly Medrano will be providing us with updates from the Hayes Regional for 5A wrestling updates. So we'll know how the Spartans are doing on Saturday. Can't wait to hear from her and see how the Spartans are doing and how many of them can qualify for the state tournament. Last Saturday, 11 Lady Spartans were able to punch their ticket to the state tournament. That takes place February 27th and 28th. So it is Rural basketball to begin the second half. Both teams return to their starting lineups. Trelk, Seidel, Bloomquist, Crowell, and Franklin on the floor. They go down low to Rowley. Rowley met at the rim by Franklin, who forces a tough shot. Crowell trying to chase down the rebound. Bloomquist comes away with it, trying to get it over to Crowell now. He saves it from going out of bounds, and Trelk has it. Emporia moving left to right on your radio dial, visiting black uniforms, red trim. Spartans across the chest in red with red numbers. Washburn Rule, home white. Blue across their font says Rule. Crowell drives towards the basket, misses the layup. And going the other way in the white uniforms with blue numbers is Rule. Both teams missing their first shot of the second half. Rowley looking for a screen from Schmidt. He throws it up top to Hoytel. In the corner to Nims. Nims goes down low, and it's going to be deflected out by Crowell, but Schmidt comes away with it. Rowley, Ballard, left wing, Hoytel. Over to Rowley, all the way to the rim, and Franklin denies him. And Franklin forces the ball up ahead to Bloomquist. Bloomquist waits for Trelk to cross half court. Dribbling on the volleyball line. We played 1 minute and 15 seconds in quarter three. No score has changed. Franklin on the right wing. All the way to the rim. And his shot's going to be blocked by Schmidt. He's gotten him a couple times tonight. Hoytel up the floor. Dribbling on the far side. Up top Schmidt. Now Ballard. Ballard with a three-point lead. He's knocked down a couple of threes. He gets a screen to the free throw line over to Schmidt. Schmidt all the way to the rim. Layup too strong. Rebound picked up by Hoytel. He finds Ballard open for three. Halfway down and out. Offensive rebound Schmidt. His second effort won't go. Rowley gets a board. He throws it in the corner. Trying the three, Nims, and coming out of nowhere, Bloomquist denies the shot. And it will stay here with Washburn Rule. Hoytel will be the inbounder on his own baseline. Quick toss into Nims. Nims at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Hoytel straight on. He loses Crowell. Throws it in the corner to Rowley for three off the front of the rim. Another offensive rebound. Oh, we're going to have a whistle. Trying to box out Schmidt that time, and Franklin's going to be hit with a foul. Second against Franklin, 5 minutes, 55 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball up top in the hands of Nims, gets it over to Ballard. Ballard on the left wing. Looking to drive, gets to the heart of the paint, leaves it far side, Nims. Nims, floater in the lane, passes out of the shot to Rowley. Rowley in between the circles, throws it in the corner. Now down low Schmidt. Schmidt battling against Franklin, and he just goes over the top of him. He's just taller and is able to use the length. Franklin giving up 5 inches in that matchup. Crowell has it on the volleyball line, gets it to Bloomquist. Seidel. Seidel goes down low to Franklin. Franklin against Hoytel. His layup's up, no good. Rebound picked up by Ballard. Looking to push this ball up the floor. Up top, Nims goes far side, Ballard for a three, and he gets it to go. Emporia yet to score through the first 3 minutes and change in the third. Crowell top of the key, working against this zone defense. Trelk has a far side, up top Crowell. Franklin at the free throw line over to Seidel. He's open for three, and he airballed it. 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Ballard up top to Rowley. Rowley dribbling in between the circles, now looking to drive, gets by two defenders. Crowell forces a tough shot. Battle for the rebound goes out of bounds off of EHS. It will stay here with 4:21 to go in the third. 8-point lead. for Washburn Rule. Wright's going to be the trigger man underneath his own basket. Emporia needs a stop here. Quick inbounds to Hoytel. Harrington checks him in, and he's going to come away with the rebound. Now Crowell. So Emporia does get the stop. Quickly up the floor. Trelk, runner in the lane, leaves it for Harrington. Splits it double team, but he can't convert on the layup. One and done. Now the other way. Hoytel on the right wing. Thought about the three up top. Nims. Hoytel on the perimeter. Goes near side. Ballard. Ballard right back to Hoytel. Left wing three. Halfway down and out. And coming down with the rebound is Bloomquist. Emporia needed that board badly. Over to Harrington. Bad pass by Bloomquist. Gives the ball right back. In transition. Wright misses the layup, but there is a foul against Emporia. That's O'Connor that's going to be going to the free throw line. Second foul against Crowell. O'Connor shooting two free throws, first for him in this game, and he knocks down the first one here. Emporia's got some work to do, currently down nine. They've been the comeback kids for a large chunk of this season. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to go in the third. Second free throw is also good from O'Connor. He goes 2 for 2. Crowell brings the ball up the floor, stops on the volleyball line, far side Seidel. Crowell. Crowell looking to drive, floater in the lane with the left hand, halfway down and out. The shot just won it, stay in. Washburn Rule has numbers if they can take advantage. Nims all the way to the basket. He stops under the rim, gets it down low. Now out to O'Connor. O'Connor on the left wing, dribbling in between the circles. Goes far side right. Right, guarded by Harrington. Drives on him all the way to the basket. Franklin partially blocks his shot, but there is a late whistle. First foul called against Seidel tonight. 3 minutes to go as Emporia trails by 10 in our third quarter. Wright shooting two free throws. First time he's been the charity stripe in this game. And the first one hits every bit of the rim and bounces out. Crowell going to the bench. Shively, Franklin, Seidel, Harrington, and Trelk on the floor for Emporia. They've been held scoreless the first 5 minutes in this quarter. Second free throw from Wright, also missed. Foul doesn't hurt Emporia that time. Trelk brings the ball up the floor. Dribbling in between the circles, gets it to Seidel. Up top, Trelk. Trelk to Seidel. Trying to figure out where the offense is going to come from here. 15 on the shot clock. Franklin at the free throw line. Driving floater in the lane's good, and he draws the foul. Emporia needed that one there. And Franklin looking to convert on the and one opportunity. 1 for 2 shooting free throws in this game for the big fella.